Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
There are a number of great venues where you can take in a sporting event. The Carrier Dome in Syracuse, the Verizon Center in Washington, D.C., perhaps even the comfort of your own home. But there is only one venue that has the distinction of the world's most famous arena. To find out what makes Madison Square Garden just so iconic, we turn things over to WAER's Connor Green.
Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, home to concerts,
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Primetime fights.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
And even the occasional visit from the president.
From Madison Square Garden in New York City, ABC News presents an address by the President of the United States.
I come to New York because I believe the effort in which we're engaged is worth the time and effort of all of us.
But most of all, the Garden is a mecca of sports in Midtown Manhattan, home to the Knicks, Rangers, and the Big East basketball tournament. The current version of the Garden was built in 1968. The third of its name, it cost $1.1 billion. Adjusted for inflation, it remains one of the most expensive sports venues ever built. But games at MSG remain worth the price of admission. Over the course of nearly five decades, the Garden has housed some of the greatest moments in sports history.
Matto behind the net, swings it in front, he
As for Syracuse, well, Jim Boeheim and the Orange have a history in the Garden themselves. Possibly the most memorable SU Garden moment coming in the tournament quarterfinal in 2009.
In the corner, Adrian, no! Overtime number 6 coming up from New York City.
In the marathon finish, Syracuse and Connecticut played 6 overtimes before the Orange was finally able to edge the Huskies. Bill Raftery was on the call that night and described the unforgettable atmosphere inside the building.
You know, the kids involved, the coaches involved, you know, if you lost, you still had a, you know, being a part of history that you would relish for your lifetime. It was one of those typical dogfights that we witnessed game in and game out in the Big East. And this one, nobody wanted to go home, and it was so gratifying just to be a small part of it.
Raftery also explained the unique relationship both Syracuse and UConn have with MSG.
Well, it was sort of a home court for both teams. You know, Syracuse following in New York is at the highest level. And Connecticut over the years started to really pack the Garden when they would play St. John's or, you know, an intersectional game. So that was what was interesting, too.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena.
When you think of strong names that have been a part of Syracuse men's lacrosse, the first name that comes to mind might be the Powell family. But in reality, it is the Simmons family that is the royal family of Syracuse men's lacrosse. WAER's Sam Rubinoff tells us how Ryan Simmons hopes to keep the family tradition alive.
Since 1931, there has never been an SU men's lacrosse team that did not have a member of the Simmons family as either a player or coach. Think about that. 86 years of Syracuse history, and the Simmons have been around for all of it. Roy Simmons Sr. took the reins of the program in 1931 and led the Orange for 39 years, winning one national championship before the NCAA came around. In 1971, Roy Sr. passed the head coaching job down to his son, Roy Simmons Jr., the grandfather of current SU midfielder Ryan Simmons. After 12 years at the helm, Simmons Jr. captured his first title.
McCormick, still waiting to start it up. He's going to fire it down the field. 2 seconds, one, it's over! It's over! Unbelievable!
Roy Simmons Jr. led Syracuse for 27 years and coached some of the all-time greats, Gary Gate, Tom Marichek, and Casey Powell. In the only year that Marichek and Powell played together, 1995, the Orange reached the mountaintop once again under Simmons Jr.
7 seconds remaining. Long Gilman pass up ahead from Doherty. Stolen in midfield by Beardsley. A shot on net over the head of the net. They had five. Make it six. Six national championships for the Orangemen.
That championship was the fifth and final of Roy Simmons Jr.'s career after the 1990 title was vacated. When Ryan Simmons' grandfather passed the head coaching job off to his assistant John Desco in 1999, it was not the end of the Simmons coach lineage. That year, Ryan's father, Roy Simmons III, returned to the Orange to ensure that there was always a member of the Simmons family connected with Syracuse lacrosse. Fast forward to 2014, and enter Ryan Simmons. In his college debut against Siena, he scored his first career goal.
JT Forkin can make something happen. Behind the cage, spins, feet in front, fake, and a shot, and a goal, and Ryan Simmons has given Syracuse a 21-7 lead.
Since his freshman year, Ryan has continued to grow as a member of the Orange. Simmons, though, is just focused on the things he can control.
Don't think of it as a legacy and pressure thing. Just come out here and do what I've done my whole life. You're here for a reason. You got here a certain way. Just kind of play your game, go with the flow, and do what you do best and have fun with it.
Even though he tries to ignore his family legacy at Syracuse, Simmons admits that SU lacrosse has always been a part of his life.
I don't want to say I got drilled into my head, but it was from a young age. Just anytime I saw Orange, it was very attractive, and some of the great players that were truly inspired, all the big names.
As a member of the midfield, Ryan Simmons played in all 17 of Syracuse's contests in 2016. This season, Coach John Desco sees the redshirt junior taking even more of a leadership role.
He's got some years under his belt now, so he's starting to lead that second midfield. He's been running the offense real well.
Ryan says he remembers watching some of Syracuse's greatest stars growing up. The midfielder also recognizes that his time at SU has given him a chance to fulfill some of his biggest dreams.
It was more just a privilege to kind of grow up and watch some of the great teams that came through here, some of the great players, but it's more of just an inspiration and kind of a dream that kind of got planted at a young age. Having the opportunity to come here and kind of follow the footsteps that I saw growing up was a pretty special thing to me.
But the biggest dream for Simmons cannot be accomplished until the final weekend in May.
Oh my God, it'll be an endless party in the Simmons household. It's gonna be so special. We haven't done it since 09, and being able to have my grandpa on the field and my dad on the field, it's gonna be, I can't even imagine. Tell you in May, I guess.
A title would be Syracuse's first since 2009 and the 12th overall for the Simmons family. Sam Rubinoff, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. For more information, visit our website, waer.org, and follow us on Twitter at WAER Sports.